Pat O'Malley owns the Kilkarney Hills Golf Course in River Falls. For nearly 20 years, O'Malley has also worked with a charitable group called Haitian Relief Service, which has built homes and schools in a remote part of Haiti. O'Malley had just landed at the Port-au-Prince Airport with truck parts and other supplies when the earthquake hit. He says he was lucky to be outside.
If I had left a couple of minutes earlier, I'd have been in the area where all the walls were coming down on the streets. It would have been extremely dangerous in there.
O'Malley says the truck he was riding in jumped and slid during the tremors. From a distance, he could see the smoke and dust from collapsing buildings and thought at first there was a big fire or maybe even a riot. O'Malley was evacuated a day after the earthquake and now is trying to find out whether the people he worked with in Haiti survived the earthquake. He's hoping to return this week with relief supplies and to check on a farm growing jatropha, a plant which could become the source of heating and diesel fuel for Haitians.
And it grows in poor soil. It doesn't compete with food crops. It doesn't take much water, and Haiti has plenty of both of those.
O'Malley says that Haiti needs help now, but also needs some kind of long-term economic development program to reduce the poverty so endemic to that island. From New Richmond, I'm Jeff Peterson for the Wisconsin Radio Network.